Healthcare, one American at a time.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report, heard on all of these Genesis radio stations. We're going to start out this hour with my buddy Marshall Barrell. Marshall and Malcolm Gissen, another friend of mine, are co-managers of a very, very successful mutual fund called the Encompass Fund. It's interesting. I got their 6 months result last night for the 6 months ended November 30th, I guess it was, of 2010. And their fund was only up something like 40% or their 39% or thereabouts. And then Marshall told me that the official numbers for the year that came out in a letter from perhaps either he or Malcolm, that the official results for the year is that the fund is up 60%. Now, don't take this as being an advertisement, because it is not. And I also need to say that, in the interest of full disclosure, Kathy and I are invested in the Encompass Fund. So we're not really talking about the Encompass Fund right now. What we're talking about right now is, we're talking about the resource industry, and we're talking about why Marshall and Malcolm and Craig and the rest of the folks at the Encompass Fund continue to be very, very bullish on this particular industry. Marshall, I mean, you know, with results like that, heck, everybody would be bullish. But, you know, tell our listeners specifically why all of you guys really believe this is the right time and this is the right place.
Well, we believe that it's the time to be in resource companies, and have believed it for the last number of years, and continue to believe it because of what's going on globally. It's not just what's going on in the United States or Europe or Asia. It's worldwide. It's globally. And the fact of the matter is that the global economies are growing, some faster, some slower, certainly some fits and starts. But they are growing, and to grow, you need commodities. You need stuff that comes out of the ground, such as copper, manganese, zinc, lead, oil, natural gas. Now, they don't all move together. They don't all move up only. They move up and down. We saw what we felt was a correction last month with the precious metals. It so far has turned out to be that, in that the precious metals came off their highs that were right at year-end 2010. They went down modestly in the overall context of things. They have now resumed their rise. And I say they are gold and silver. And there's not a need per se for gold, but there is a desire for gold by people around the world, and it's 5,000-year-old interest in gold for a variety of reasons. It's not any one reason. So we feel and have felt that companies that are looking for, exploring, advancing projects towards production in these various commodities, and companies that are actually producing them will do well in the marketplace. They have done well. We think they're going to continue to do well.
I agree 100%. You know, it's we've been talking about that on the show here during the last hour. Roger brought up the point in a segment that I did with him that Bloomberg came out and with their people who they picked as being the four top analysts in our business, and they asked these people about predictions for the rest of 2011 for gold and silver. And, you know, I got to tell you, I mean, we're talking about these guys who are spot on, have been spot on in the past, are talking about gold over $1,600 and silver up around $37 an ounce. Philip Silverman, who is a managing partner for an organization called Kingsview Management, opened the show with me today. And, you know, here's a guy who cut his teeth at Merrill Lynch. And what's he totally interested in right now? Hard assets, which is kind of interesting.
Well, it is interesting, and again, your listeners, I mean, if they're traders, that's one thing, but most people aren't traders, and if they are, unfortunately, a lot of them are not successful at it, and they should be investors and looking beyond the headlines of the day or even the week and trying to see what's happening in the investment area and why.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at that and you see that China's growing and maybe it's 8% or maybe it's 10,
yep.
or India is at 6, and even the United States is growing, you can argue from day-to-day headlines whether it's 2% or 3% or exactly what the number is. The fact of the matter, there is growth, and for that growth, to feed that growth, and to feed the people that are benefiting from that growth,
mm-hmm.
i.e. increasing numbers of middle-class people around the world,
yeah.
they want the refrigerators and the automobiles and the cell phones and the houses, et cetera, and those products take commodities in connection with building them, developing
sure.
them, and that's why there's a combination of factors at work. It's not a single factor. Combination of factors that we feel will continue to indicate a need for various commodities and therefore the companies that are involved in those commodities.
You know, I read an interesting statistic today regarding mainland China and how the Chinese, the government is really, really encouraging using as a savings medium both gold and silver. But MineWeb, which is a site that I go to a lot to get information, brought out the fact that, you know, not only is China the world's, I've talked about this on the show before, not only is China the world's largest gold producer now, but the amount of gold and silver that China is importing to meet the demand, for the Chinese people is just staggering. I mean, not only are they the largest producer, but correct me if I'm wrong, but they may very well be the largest importer. That says something to me.
Well, and it's not just the Chinese people, it's the Chinese government.
Yeah.
And it's governments around the world. Last year, 2009,
mm-hmm.
was the first year, as reported, that the governments of the world bought more gold than they sold. And that was the first time in something like 20 years that occasioned. Governments plus the IMF and the other governmental entities or governmental type entities that
mm-hmm.
hold gold
mm-hmm.
have for the past 20 years been selling gold, net sellers of gold. 2010, they became net buyers of gold, and that's not likely to be a one-year phenomenon. That tends to be to go in decades that you get those change of trends, and that's another factor that's involved in gold, to a lesser extent silver. Silver is a hybrid commodity in that it is a precious metal, it is a storehouse of value, it does represent value by way of bars or coins.
Mm-hmm.
It is also an industrial metal,
mm-hmm.
and it's about 50-50. 50% is investment usage, and 50% is industrial usage, and that brings some different dimensions to silver than to gold.
Yeah.
And over the past year or so, silver has done better percentage-wise, the metal and the silver, by and large, the silver companies, than gold.
Mm-hmm.
Gold's done well, silver's done better.
Oh, yeah, but I think that's just a matter of just pure leverage. Marshall, we got about a minute left here. What do you think is going to happen at the G20 meeting this weekend where the French, again, are talking about going away from the U.S. dollar as the currency of last resort and going to an international currency? I just want a quick opinion on that. You think it's going to happen?
Well, it may happen over time, but for the time being, the U.S. dollar is the best out there. It may not be perfect. It may not be the thing that ends up happening over 5 or 10 or 20 years, but right now it's better than the euro, it's better than the yen, it's better than rubles or anything else, except possibly gold.
Well, and let me ask you this, though. Do you think that perhaps that trepidation that statement by the French and the Chinese and others might have caused the price of gold to continue to escalate? Need a yes or a no on this one, unfortunately, because we're damn near out of time.
Yes, it's one of the factors.
Yeah, it really is. Hey, you guys, you want more information on the Encompass Fund, go to their website. Big Al is not getting a commission for saying that. Trust me, Marshall and his partner Malcolm are just good friends of mine.
Thank you, Alan. If I might say, for your listeners, the symbol is ENCPX, Edward Nancy Charles Paul X-Ray. It's always a pleasure to speak with you and your listeners, Al.
Big Al's going to be right back. Stick around.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back to the second segment in the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report, heard on all of these Genesis radio stations. This is the segment that we chat with company execs, what's going on in their various company situations, etc., where this program is being recorded in its entirety. And let me say this program is originating in its entirety from Phoenix, Arizona, from the Silver Summit, which is put on by Cambridge House. Great opportunity for us to talk with some of our companies, and I'm chatting right now with a friend of mine by the name of Dr. Donald Robinson. I want to stress we also just shot a video with Don that will be available for viewing shortly here. Don, you came out with a press release just a few days ago, February 11th specifically, and you talked about drill results from the Clearwater project. Okay, what's going on there?
That was the 2010 drilling. And essentially, that plan was to drill outside the deposit. Can you find another one?
Did you?
And
not with one drill program.
You can't. But what you can do is that you can find the early earmarks of whether there could be a deposit there or not. Translation, we went in there first with a backhoe and did some trenching. We were as far as 2.5 kilometers or a couple of miles from the deposit, and we had found the same veins that we've seen at the deposit containing high-grade gold as far as 2.5 kilometers away. And so that we came in there with a drill program and drilled under each of those targets and made some results to the public on the 11th. And it shows that there's high-grade as far as 2 kilometers away. What we're looking for are clusters of veins that therefore you could build resources out of. The second part of that release talked about what we call the 850 West Zone.
Mm-hmm.
The main deposit is the 450 West Zone, so we're 400 meters to the west of the main deposit. The deposit sits on a hill. This area is on a hill that's actually a higher topographically than the one that contains the main deposit. Stripping off that hill, we have found high-grade that it comes right to surface. So the problem is, in the past, we've drilled the wrong direction. Mother Nature can be a real
taskmaster.
Yeah, I would have said a nastier word. Is that Mother Nature
on the radio,
can be
Big Don, sorry.
Is that in this case, the veins were actually dipping to the north as opposed to the south. So
right.
The previous drilling from the south, we're drilling the same direction as the veins. So you miss it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we've turned it around, and lo and behold, bingo, the first four holes that we've analyzed, it's literally right at surface with high grade. And when I'm talking high grade, I'm talking 50-gram rock was one of the better assays that we've seen out of this
thing.
Wow,
yeah.
The third component of that news release was infill sampling of pre-existing holes. The idea is could you take the top of the deposit out as an open pit?
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, what would the grade be of that panel? And out of 64 holes, we found that the grade that we've detected is literally three times what they have at Detour.
Wow.
So it's 28 meters wide, it's 2 football fields long, and it's a good grade within that.
Wow.
The best drill hole on the project, we have found some additional high grade.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1.15 ounces. Across 113 feet.
That's a pretty big number.
You think that's good?
I'm not a geologist, okay, but that's a pretty big number.
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that, this has value. When we acquired control of this project with the Quebec government, it was worth $100 a ton. With the gold price, it's now $1,000 a ton. And if you listen to the pundits, they're all talking at a higher price down the road. So
What's the end game here?
The end game is called put the for sale sign up when it's appropriate. I don't know when it's appropriate. All I do know is that the critical mass of our project continues to get larger. Our major shareholder is building the first large mine in the district, and there's other Quebec producers that are quite interested in acquiring resources.
So you basically, East Main basically then has evolved into what I would say is a project generator.
We are a project generator.
I mean, but a very sophisticated project generator. I mean, let's talk about your main partner in one of your deals.
The twist on the project generator is that I'm not interested in joint venturing a deposit until you're ready to sell it.
Exactly.
I'm definitely interested in joint venturing an early stage conceptual play, like the one we have right on the doorstep of the first mine in the district. So we have a joint venture with Goldcorp. We use their money. We have one-third of the mine property that came from them. And the idea is, can you make a discovery? That project, the top half of the deposit is a little over 7 million ounces. In my opinion, that project is likely to be 15 to 20 million ounces of gold at the end of the day. It'll be operating well past our lifetimes. And wow. It's about to start 3 years from now. This is the Canadian Shield. There's more gold in the Shield than just about anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And we're now finding new deposits in new terrain because of access. Thank you, Hydro-Québec.
You know, one of the things that East Main, I mean, there are a lot of very positive aspects of East Main Resources, but one of the positive aspects that I'd like you to elaborate on a little bit is that with where your properties are located, you get 50% of your money back.
It's called, you know, half-price exploration,
exactly,
really.
The first
million ounces was $6 an ounce.
Right.
You know, you can't beat that.
Right. Explain to our listeners why that's the case, though.
The issue is the Quebec government want new deposits found.
Right.
To the point where if you spend a dollar, a year later you get 46 cents in a refund. You spend that, you get half of that back, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Our budget this year is $10 million, of which 9.3 is allocated for drilling. And the way
you're going to get over $4 million back from the government.
We get money back from them. But the way you add value is with the drill bit.
Yeah.
And where's the best place to drill? It's underneath known resources that haven't been drilled off.
Right.
And add the wild card, because the wild card is like Babe Ruth, you can hit the ball over the fence.
Right.
The wild card is when you're drilling beside a 10, 20 million ounce gold deposit that's never had a rock sample taken before.
Yeah.
That's, we're doing both. And I think that is good value for our stockholders.
You know, it's really difficult when you're doing radio to talk about any forward-looking statements. And, I mean, the forward-looking statements you just really have to stay away from. So I'm not going to, well, okay, this is a forward-looking statement. It's simply an opinion, you guys out there. Your time frame for potentially identifying something here is a couple years?
Yes, we're measuring in months, not decades.
Okay. Interesting situation. I want you guys to do me a favor. I am going to basically shadow Dr. Don here for the foreseeable future. Anytime there's any information on this company, what have you, Don Robinson's going to be on the air talking about it, whether he likes it or not, even if Big Al has to fly out to his neck of the woods. Stick around. I'm going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. Chatting right now with my good friend Peter Grandich. Peter is really doesn't need much of an introduction as far as Big Al is concerned, but I just have to tell you this one thing. With his predictions going back to the mid-80s, this man is uncannily correct. And aside from being a really good guy in terms of his prognostications, they're really, really interesting. Pete, how you doing, buddy?
Very nice, Al. I appreciate that, but I've also learned to put my pant legs on one leg at a time as well.
Well, we all do, because all of us are basically all the same. But listen, I want to ask you a question. We're in a situation right now. We're recording this on Friday, and the price of gold is up. I mean, it's kind of been waffling around, but for the most part, it's been up all week. It's up about $4 right now. Price of silver is up almost a dollar to $32.96. In terms of the major indicators, everything is really up, including the U.S. dollar, but the U.S. dollar is only up 0.18 on the index. So the safe haven that the U.S. dollar used to be, as you mentioned off the air, really, really doesn't exist anymore. Pete, here's the question. What do you see the price of gold doing over the next 12 months? I mean, the perfect storm is here, in my opinion.
Yeah, the thing that got us to a few months ago was the lack of central bank selling. We know last year that central banks became net buyers. We know the producers weren't selling forward. And we knew there was a movement into gold because of alternative to paper currencies. People were afraid that the U.S. and other places were inflating too hard. The missing ingredient that if you wanted to say was not yet in making it a perfect storm for the metals was a large-scale geopolitical situation. Well, hello, you got it. I mean, this thing that's going on in the Middle East, looks out. It's simply, let's be candid, it's unprecedented, and we have no real idea which way it can go. Most of the avenues you look at are not good. and therefore it's only adding to the overall reason to own gold. And you made a very good point, which we discussed before we went on air, is that the former safe haven that people you would flock to in geopolitical concerns worldwide was the U.S. dollar. That has not happened, and in a sense, by a de facto measure, it is also adding to the gold and silver argument.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you look at what's going on around the world, you look at what's going on around the country, as we discussed, and the geopolitical issues right now, both, you know, from a U.S. standpoint, both domestically and on an international level, as you said, Pete, are unprecedented. I mean, you got the governor of California calling for a special election. They've got a huge, huge deficit. Okay, the governor of the state of California is calling for a special election so that the voters can approve or disapprove significant budget cuts, which include shortening the school year by 5 weeks, and which also include a significant increase in taxes. Jerry Brown, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, I mean, the guy's not an idiot. He knows that the situation right now is dire with a capital D in the state of California. You got, what, 50% of the public schools in Detroit, Michigan are being shut down. I mean, come on. How much of a kick in the head do people need to realize the world's in trouble and you got to look at safe havens for investing?
Well, not only is it just California, but you can almost pick any region of the United States and see political turmoil.
Right.
You know, we all know this past week about Wisconsin. We see it now in Indiana and other states. Here in New Jersey, we have the same problem. You know, it's best to say that a perfect storm, and that's why I've called it, and you know I've said this for quite a while, the mother of all bull markets for gold and silver is in front of us.
Right.
Even if we were both 20 years younger, Al, I would say we won't again in our lifetime see circumstances like this to give us this once-in-a-lifetime bull market. And therefore, I believe, you know, it can only continue going higher.
Peter, I got to tell you, my friend, I agree 1,000%. I mean, what more can you say? It can only continue to go higher. You know, I look at the gyrations that are going on in the stocks, you know, the stocks that you and I invest in the precious metal sector. And, yeah, you've got some up days and some down days. But, boy, if you look at the trend lines, they're all going up. Not vertically, thank God, because if they were, we'd be in an absolutely insane market. But, you know, you've got a fairly significant – I mean, I would say you've got a 45% increasing trend line in the price of most of those. And I don't care whether you're talking gold or silver or manganese or what have you. I mean, all of these stocks are really doing very, very well. Here's the million-dollar question, though. How long are they going to continue to do well? As you and I know, after being in this business for 25, 30 years, it's a very volatile market.
Well, I think two things come to mind when your question. One is we will hit a seasonally weak period normally for gold, and that's in the May to August time frame. So if we continue to move straight up into that time frame, you may want to take something off. And we also have to realize that if things get really bad and the U.S. stock market does cave, then we could also see it spill over to the junior market, even though metal prices may not be going down. So a conservative approach to this in all of this excitement is maybe to consider if there is a continued rise that you spoke about into that April, May, June period, that you start to take something off the table in the junior market.
Well, you know, we do have some colleagues who say when you're up to the point where you can get your investment back, okay, that's the time to sell enough shares to get your investment back. In this case, I think that that's a prudent thing to do, but I think that the market that we're in, Pete, is so unique. I got to tell you, so unique that I think each company has to, you got to examine it carefully with your professional advisor and decide whether or not you want to sell or whether or not you want to stay. I'll tell you, Al Corland is a firm believer. Big Al is a firm believer in the fact that we are in the mother of all precious metals markets. Regarding the stock market, I don't know. You're going to get if the fear factor gets big enough, I'll tell you, the stocks may not do well for a while, but I think in the resource sector, Pete, they will rebound.
At long term, yes, but to be a live chicken versus a dead duck many times is the way to go. So if we do get this vertical rise or a stronger rise than we have now, maybe you want to start to, like you said, at least take out enough that gets back to your original cost. And then really, what's the worst case scenario? You break even. Boy, if you could just break even on all your stocks, it's the worst case scenario. That would be a good thing.
Pete, I agree 100% with what you're saying. You know, speaking of the stock market, I want to bring one thing up here because we've got about 2 minutes left here. And I think we've said really pretty much everything that can be said, you know, in terms of the market. I mean, you can belabor the point, I don't want to do that. But I want to bring one thing out to our listeners that regarding a company that you and I have both been involved with in the past and that I'm certainly continue to be involved with, and that is East Main Resources. East Main's one of East Main's JV partners, Goldcorp, came out with a press release today that was very, very interesting, and the implications to East Main are huge. Here's the press release in essence. Quote, Goldcorp Inc. has released positive study results for the company's two major Canadian gold projects, Eleanor in Quebec, among others. Okay, Eleanor is the project that they are JVing with East Main Resources. The deal is that they have also approved full-scale development of both projects. This has happened by Goldcorp's board of directors. So if you're interested in companies, and this is not investment advice, but just be aware of the news that's coming out in terms of East Main Resources. Peter, let's close this out with you telling folks a little bit about what you do. You've got a minute?
Sure. I am publisher of Grandage Publications, which is a blog that covers a lot of the junior resource market and also regular markets. And then I wear another hat here in New Jersey. I have a Christian financial service that basically deals with professional athletes.
And you also do a great radio show in the New Jersey area. Talk about that real quick.
Yes, we have a weekly show that we talk about businesses, but it's Christian-based. And when I also have some time, I also do some work with the New York Yankees and New York Giants through Bible study and chapel services.
You guys, Peter Grandage is a great example for Al Corlin, you know, proving the point that you want to associate with good people. You want to associate with people who aren't just interested in feathering their own nests. You want to associate with people who are truly, truly involved in helping others. And I got to tell you, my buddy Peter Grandage definitely falls into that category, and it's a pleasure to have him on the show. Big Al's going to be right back. We're going to be chatting about some political issues, both internationally and domestically, with my buddy Roger Wiegand. Stick around, Pete. Thanks, man.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back. Big Al is here to wrap up the show with his good friend, Trader Raj, Roger Wiegand. Roger, as you all know, is a daily contributor to our show in terms of doing a market close. He also does some very, very insightful daily editorials. Roger and I just spent, 5 days together, I guess, most of which were spent over in Phoenix at the Cambridge House Silver Summit. We also had some time, uninterrupted time, to chat driving from the desert over there and back. It's about a four-hour drive, so we had eight uninterrupted hours to chat about issues that concern us. And I want to get his views on the following. Okay, and Peter and I talked about this a little bit in the previous segment, but Roger is really, really up to date on this and can give specifics. But, you know, we're talking about the perfect storm for gold that continues. Peter calls it the mother of all precious metals market. I simply call it the perfect storm, as I described it in a couple of articles that I wrote for Kitco about 4 years ago. So, but anyway, you know, there's some stuff going on around the world right now that you get up every morning and it gets worse and worse and worse. Okay, Big Al gets up this morning. He's reading the Desert Sun newspaper front page article. Here's Jerry Brown basically saying that, realizing that the state of California is in big, big trouble, and so he's calling a special election, assuming that, you know, that his colleagues will approve it, where he wants the people of California to approve or disapprove, basically saving the state financially through tax increases and spending cuts. Spending cuts which will include, as I mentioned earlier, a shortening of the school year by 5 weeks. That's a big deal. Okay, you got problems in Wisconsin. You got problems in Detroit with half of the schools being shut down. Let's expand this picture a little bit. Let's look at the world, okay? Look at what's going on in the Middle East. Look at Libya. Okay, look at what's going on with Iran and the warships. Look at what the Israelis are saying about, you know, here's some real significant provocation, whether you agree or disagree. You know, I mean, there's some bad stuff going on there. Look what's going on in China. Look what's going on in Europe. Roger, anybody right now who isn't convinced, as you and I are, that this is the perfect storm for precious metals ought to have their heads examined. Convince our listeners, would you, buddy?
Well, you know, as you were saying, the news just keeps coming. I mean, it's not only there's something new every day in favor of gold, but some days there's two or three items.
Yeah.
Let's take today, for example, Friday. The Irish people are going to vote, and they are gunning for bear. They are so angry at those bankers trying to jam $85 billion in European debt down their throat that they had nothing to do with. They're going to vote everybody out, in my view, and next week there's going to be some fallout on this because If in fact the consumers, the citizens of Ireland say, we're not going to pay this, that's going to be the second nation, just like Iceland, that said, too bad for you. You wrote the loans, you made the loans, you took the risk, too bad.
Now, if they renounce, repudiate that debt, we think it's going to go into a contagion into Europe,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to spread through Spain, Portugal, Italy, etc. And if that happens, Germany's going to cut the string, let them all sink, and just try to save themselves. And then it's going to be adios bond markets, because those bond markets are huge. There's not only European big banks at risk in those bonds, but also the United States and Asia. So that's a major deal, and that vote comes today, and it's my forecast prediction that the Irish people are going to throw the bums out, put some new people in, and if they don't behave and do what the citizens want, too bad, and they'll get the next group. But I don't think they're going to repay the money, and they can't have it. And yesterday, the Wall Street Journal had a huge story about all the poor people in Ireland that have gotten so battered from this, and they're leaving the country in droves. They're going to Australia, Canada, and Europe, mainland Europe, because they see no future for Ireland whatsoever. So this is the result of big banks, derivatives, bad loans, and it's spreading everywhere. That's just one example. We could say inflation in China is getting ready to go over the cliff. Moody's downgraded Japanese debt yesterday. That's a big deal, because these rating agencies do not like to downgrade national debt, especially on a country the size of Japan. So, you know, this stuff just goes on and on and on. You got to wonder, how far can it go before everything comes unraveled?
Raj, here's an interesting question. Take it for what it's worth, but, you know, in the Bible it says Armageddon's going to come out of the Middle East, okay? Look at what's happening in the Middle East right now with the increasingly strong position of, you know, the radicals, the Muslim Brotherhood, et cetera, et cetera. Look what's happening in Libya. Look what's happening in Egypt. I mean, it's, God, if that doesn't get your attention, man, I don't know what will.
Well, the latest one, too, is the Saudis could see it spreading to their country, and they're smart. In their self-defense, they've just decided to spread $37 billion
right.
among the unwashed masses, so to speak, in an effort to try to quell some kind of rioting before it starts. And yet on Facebook, they're scheduled for riots on March 20th. A whole country is going to go into an uproar. We can't see where this is going to stop. This is going to push commodities to the limit. You're going to see oil prices off the charts. And I don't know how far gold and silver are going to go, but we just loaded up the truck last week on our gold and silver forecast spreads for, not our forecast spreads, but our purchases, I should say,
yeah.
For the rest of the year, along with some of the other commodities. And they're continuing to go in our favor. So I don't see any upper limits yet.
I don't see any upper limits yet either. You know, getting back to some of the conversations that you and I had with colleagues and attendees at the Silver Summit, which was in Phoenix last weekend, I mean, I am seeing, that's a small show, but it was really highly, highly attended. And what that tells me is that more and more people are really, really getting concerned, and they're looking at alternatives.
Well, not only that, but you can see the retail crowd, which there were many in attendance, as well as some institutional. The retail crowd is more aware now, more educated, more knowledgeable, and that's consistent with all the advertising on television where people are trying to sell gold.
Yeah.
China is not selling any gold. They're buying all they can get. They're encouraging their consumers to buy gold and silver. And the Middle Eastern people with the most oil money, they're converting dollars literally by the ton gold.
It's interesting when you look at a couple of, you know, you talk about converting, you know, you look at what the French are saying and you look at what the Chinese are saying, and they're saying, hey, the U.S. dollar no longer is the currency of last resort. Let's be realistic. Let's instigate a form, you know, a currency that has some, that's based on some assets.
Well, that's true, but I wouldn't sell out the dollar too quickly. We know it's weak. We know it's going weaker. We know what the oversupply of bonds is going to do to the dollar. The dollar has dropped a long way from where it was just a few years ago at 122 on the index. Today, the U.S. dollar is 77.31, but it is supported at 77. Our forecast is that it'll probably this year drop to maybe 72.5. But over the next few years, we don't know how long, we're looking for the dollar to literally be cut in half from 80 to go to 40 to 46.
Wow.
Many people are saying the dollar is going to evaporate. But keep in mind, it's 85% of the world's currency. And while there's other currencies that are fiat currencies and sinking and going weaker too, we still contend that the dollar has the dominant position, at least for now and probably this year and into next. After that, who knows? We're in new ground right now. We've never been through this before.
We are definitely in new ground right now. You know, Roger, I want you to tell our listeners a little bit about Trader Tracks.
Trader Tracks is a newsletter we started in the year 2004. I partner with Jay Taylor in New York.
Mm-hmm.
My newsletter covers and specializes in futures and commodities, trades of many kinds, but 80 or 90% of our readers are in junior stocks, senior stocks, call options, and ETFs and ETNs. We do alerts. We do prescribe the trades. We put them out there. We tell people when to buy, when to sell. We tell them how to manage trades. Our newsletter is a little higher priced than some, but we give quite a bit more individual attention, and our readers seem to like it and are consistently, you know, ahead of the pack and doing quite well. You can find Trader Tracks through our office in New York. Call Claudio Bossi at number 718-457-1426.
Well, given the fact that you contribute daily to the show, and I have to say it's a very, very valuable contribution, yeah, that's the easiest way to do it. Just come on over to our website. We're probably 50, 60,000 of you are listening to this show, and you can get all the information you want there. You know, it's been a really, really interesting week, I have to tell you. I think that next week is going to be incredibly eventful, and listen to our daily editorials and see if you don't agree. We also encourage you to give your comments on what we talk about. Thanks for listening.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.